It's slightly stained and stinks of stale cigarettes. Let's spend some quality time in the musical chair with the greatest years in music.
Well before AC/DC, Men at Work, In Excess or Silverchair cracked the United States, the Little River Band was flying the Australian flag over in the biggest and best market of them all. 11 top 20 singles and 3 top 20 albums in the United States and 6 top 10 albums in Australia and 30 million records sold worldwide since 1975. And their song Reminiscing, with 5 million plays, is listed as one of the most played songs in American radio history. Founding member and lead singer Glenn Shorrock, welcome to the musical chair.
Thank you, Christian. The revolving chair, is it?
It might be, depending on how stupid my questions are, Glenn.
Or how stupid my answers are. Yeah.
Glenn, when LRB formed in early 1975, yourself, Beat Birtles and Graham Goble already had fairly good profiles. You with Axiom and the Twilights, Birtles and Goble with Mississippi and Zoot. Would it be fair to say that there was a fairly strong buzz and expectation around the Little River Band before the first song was even released?
Yeah, I think that's fair to say that. You know, we all had experience. The band was formed around the songs from Goble, Birtles and myself. I'd been in England for about 5 years. I really didn't know what to expect when I got back to Australia. And that was in late 74. And, you know, things fell into place pretty quickly with Glenn Wheatley at the helm. EMI picked us up pretty quickly because they knew we had some good songs and track records. So that wasn't too hard to get going. And that the first year was establishing the lineup. It took a while. If there was a problem with LRB's career, it was not settling on a lineup. There are some casualties along the way, including myself. The songs were driving the whole thing. We had about 100 songs to choose from. That got us off to a great start for the first 5 or 6 albums, you know.
Yeah.
And it was an overnight success, especially in America. You know, it took a little while to gain a footing over there. But obviously, in this country, we all had reputations and people were interested in what we did.
Yeah. Glenn, the band's campaign to crack the United States in the mid-70s, despite a lot of people in Australia saying it was an overnight thing, I get the impression that it was a long, difficult and gradual process. But is there a moment that you can remember that where you thought, I think we're going to make it here in the States?
It took a lot of touring, a lot of marketing. It's the best and the biggest market in the world, especially in the mid to late 70s. It was powering along with the likes of the Eagles and Fleetwood Mac, Doobie Brothers, and joined into that genre pretty easily. An Australian band was a bit of a novelty for them, really, especially somebody coming from Australia and recording and, you know, writing the material in Australia. And before that, they'd just relied on Olivia Newton-John and the Bee Gees.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not belittling their contribution, but the Bee Gees really left Australia very early in their career and did most of their work from England. It was a pleasing result to be able to take Australian homegrown music and sell it to them.
Glenn, by the time the 1981 album Time Exposure came out...
It was a bad time.
But I mean, on the surface, it would seem like everything's going beautifully for the band.
Yeah, it was. There's a lot of reasons why we parted company. I didn't leave. I was cooed out, as it were. Farnham was waiting in the wings.
Right.
I thought by 1981-82, we needed to regroup. You know, we'd done a lot of work in the 7 years, and you know, we should have taken some extended time off and smell the roses, spend the money. Because, you know, we'd done very well. You know, we had 8 top 10 hits in a row, and it was fantastic. And the other members of the band didn't see it that way, so I parted company. But the ghost of LRB has haunted me ever since. They asked me to rejoin after somewhere 87. I joined and then had a hiatus again, and then did some more touring with the band in the mid-90s. The music is still doing its stuff, but the band is now a different band completely.
For all of Glenn Shorrock's upcoming tour dates, check out glennshorrock.com. Glenn, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for joining me on the musical chair tonight.
Yeah, thanks, Christian. I enjoyed that. Thank you.